The hands on the clock of life is always spinning. These hands are a reminder of time that is slipping away. This time, this precious asset that God gave us, that in the minutes and the hours and the days and the weeks of our life, we find ourselves either doing what God called us to do, discovering our purpose, walking in our destiny, walking in the authority that He gave us as sons and daughters of God, that in this place called earth and this dimension of time, that we would achieve all that He designed us to achieve in this thing that we call life. You woke up this morning. Maybe you're discouraged because your bank account is empty. You're sick, you're diseased. Maybe the doctors have given you a diagnosis of death and you have put on those death clothes and you've decided that, well, lights are out and this is the end. Maybe the end for you is realizing that the relationship that is so dear to you, maybe it's off. Fractures with siblings or your children. And all of this you wonder in this pocket of time, whether or not there's a God at all. The Bible says that there is something that is so powerful. It has the ability to intersect your problems, your challenges, your depression, your sorrow, your bewilderment, your pain. This power, this force, so great, it can turn every single thing around in your life in an instant. It's the thing that in that garden Jesus taught the disciples to do. It's called prayer. I'm Damon Davis, and this special edition of One on One, it's going to be one of the most supernatural divisions that you've encountered. My guest today, Maddie Nottage. We're going to divide what the devil would have you believe is real with what God says is real. A truth about how this thing called prayer can transform your life. You're going to find it in today's remarkable, groundbreaking book called 12 Minutes to Breakthrough. This is your strategy for a new level in your life. This is your strategy for another dimension of your reality. This is your time to begin living the life that God designed you to live by understanding prayer strategy. Don't touch the dial. Call someone, text them, Facebook them. Say, tune in. Life's about to change. We are 12 minutes from breakthrough. Don't go away. Hey, Damon Davis here, and I want to welcome you to a very exciting program. I have with me today the author of the book, 12 Minutes to Breakthrough. This is your prayer strategy. If you're going through anything in your life that's got you wondering whether or not there is an end to the problems, an end to the pain, an end to the discouragement, an end to the bewilderment, an end to whatever you and I both know that the devil is throwing at you today and has got you believing that what you see is all there is. Well, I'm here to tell you, my guest today, Maddie Nottage, is going to shake some stuff up by helping us discover the strategies found in that force called prayer. Maddie, welcome to One on One.
Praise God. I am just very excited to be here today with you.
Well, I'm honored to have you.
Praise God.
I mean, you are no stranger to television, no stranger to the conference environment, to pulpits and platforms across the world where you are bringing this supernatural understanding Well, I'm just going to say it like it is.
Yeah.
That God's power still works. Amen.
Praise God. Yes, it does.
You've been on all of the major Christian networks.
Praise Him.
You're an author.
Yep.
You're a prophet.
Praise God.
And you helm from a beautiful, beautiful island.
Yes. Yes.
Called the Bahamas.
The Bahamas. Yeah, the Bahamas. Beautiful, beautiful beaches, beautiful environment, and more than all, beautiful people. God lives in the Bahamas,
yes,
as our late friend Dr. Miles would say, and he visits, I guess, these other places.
Well, it's so nice of you to come here today. Praise and God. I'm just, again, honored to have a woman of such power.
Praise God.
And authority.
Praise God.
And I'm going to say expertise in the area of prayer.
Yes.
You've written a book, Maddie. I was just sharing with the viewers, 12 Minutes to Breakthrough. And that word breakthrough is so powerful.
Yes,
I want you to lay the groundwork for what we're about to discover today.
Praise God. You know, I give God praise for this moment and also for being here. And, you know, for giving me this book. I don't just see it as a book, but I see it as a tool and a weapon against the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, a lot of times, even as you said a moment ago, breakthrough is a powerful word. But a lot of people in their daily lives don't really experience what we know as breakthrough.
So true.
And, you know, when you look at the word in its truest context, it's epanastasi. But it's talking about not just breaking in. The true definition of the word breakthrough is to break in and to go beyond the enemy's line.
Wow.
And to be able to come back out with something that which you've gone in for. And so a lot of people break in, but, you know, they don't come out with something. They go through situations and they are confronted by adversities, but they don't come out with anything.
So good.
The Lord gave me this word because He wanted people to understand truly that when you are going through something, when you're in the midst of a crisis or you're in the midst of a circumstance, that you don't die in that circumstance, you know, but that you come out victoriously. And I believe that is the whole context of the Bible. It was all about people being bondage in Egypt, and then God is promising them that He's going to take them into Canaan, a place where that's breakthrough to me.
Amen.
You know,
and they had to see what was on the other side.
Yes.
So,
yes.
As you were just speaking, my mind went to, you know, the front line of a football team.
Mm-hmm.
We put on those pads.
I know.
And we get into formation.
Oh yeah.
And a good coach will say, when you charge the enemy's line,
yeah,
you got to see beyond them.
That's it. You got to see the goal. You got to know that you got to go. But a lot of people in the body of Christ have not been able to penetrate that defense. When you truly say that I have gotten a breakthrough in an area, to know that I overcame this thing, you went through an adversity, you went through sickness, or you went through something that was meant to break you rather than to give you a breakthrough.
That's right.
And you came out of it. And I often tell people, you know, when you go through something in life, you've got to come out of it waving. Not just a white flag, but you've got to come out of it with a book.
Yeah.
Come out with a stage
play.
Come out with something
Amen.
That will signify that you truly received what I call and what God is calling, and you know, as a breakthrough.
Well, let's agree then right now, and I want you to agree
yes.
that you are facing a line,
mm-hmm.
and it is the enemy.
Yes.
And what's the name on that line? Mm. Disease. Come on, somebody. Depression, discouragement, shame, guilt.
Yes.
And we're not just going to approach the enemy's camp today.
Mm.
We're going to see beyond the enemy's camp. We're going to see beyond the offensive line.
Yes.
Or I'm going to say the defensive line to keep you from moving forward into your place of destiny. Come on, Maddie.
Come on. And that's what we've got to begin to see. Because a lot of times people are going through circumstances and they just let the devil beat them right down.
Yeah.
And they say, oh God, I don't know what to do. And oh God, I don't know how to get this. But the breakthrough comes, and as we're going to talk about, I believe, some more up through prayer. You know, the Philistines waited until they heard that David was anointed to be king. And the Bible said when they heard that David was finally anointed to be king, they all moved and came against him. But David went before the Lord and he asked God, what should I do concerning this adversarial enemy that has come up against me? And the Bible said that God gave David a strategy. And he said, should I go up against them or should I wait? You know, because when we're facing problems, we want to know, God, what should I do?
Of course.
Should I give up? Should I go home? And the Bible said, God told David, he says, you go on after them and you shall surely defeat the Philistines. And you know the story. David went up after them. He beat them up, you know. And the Bible says he went back and he says, thank you, God, I got the victory. But watch this now. Later on, some of those Philistines, they left their idols. Those ones died off. But another breed of Philistines rose up. And this time now, David is saying, the last time you told me to just go up and I'll have the victory. But now I got to seek you for what I should do next. And God told David, don't you move until you hear the ruffling in the mulberry bush.
Ooh.
And then God told him to set a watch against the enemy. And that watch there to me is significant of prayer. You've got to set a watch against your enemy. If you're going to get a breakthrough, if you're going to come out of this thing alive, if you're going to come out of your dilemma, your stress, your rejection, your pain, you got to not, because the last time you defeated that demon easily, this time they've gone back, they regrouped, they came out with, they said, we coming at them from the back.
Oh, yeah.
And God told David, this particular enemy that's now facing you, you can't just rush up on them. You need a strategy.
Our old weapons of warfare, which the old strategies, right?
That we have to,
and praise God for them.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be what you need right now in this moment. It might not be the strategic advantage that God wants you to have.
Yes.
And I would say,
right,
God doesn't fight to lose.
No, he never does.
He doesn't. God didn't set you up to lose.
Never.
But we don't ask. Notice what you just said there. You listen, you're speaking to me.
Praise God.
And I know you're speaking to some people here.
Because
I'm going through some stuff. You're going through some stuff. We haven't slowed down long enough.
That's it.
To recognize that unless we seek God,
yes,
in the moment of our calamity,
yes,
we may not receive the strategy that can help us break through.
That is so real.
God wants to get it done.
He wants it accomplished.
And you wrote a book, not just some old book about how to break through.
No.
How bold. You're telling me 12 minutes.
12 minutes, yeah.
To break through.
Yeah, I've gone through enough in my personal life. I love God. I love church.
Yeah.
But then you go through some things in life. As I begin to preach the word of God and grow up in church, I did all of that. But then I begin to experience health issues. I begin to go through different attacks. And so God began to teach me how to pray. The Spirit of God began to teach me that this is how you're going to gain the victory over what you're going through. And so I wrote the book, but I wrote it after I've been to death. I wrote it after the spirit of death said to me, you will never preach again.
Mm.
You will never walk again. Several years ago, the doctors did not know what was wrong. And I'm looking at the pulpit and saying, wait a minute, God, did you not call me to preach and prophesy? So then I got this strategy. I went on the altar. The Lord said, come before me. And I went before him thinking it was going to be for 3 days. And how about this? 3 months later, I'm still there, locked in the church, in the prayer loft. 4 months later, I'm still there.
Hold on. Because there are people right where you were.
Yeah.
Here is a Bible-believing,
uh-huh,
praying woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dedicated to God's work.
Yes. Love Jesus.
And you get attacked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With something in the natural, which I'm going to just submit because I know where you're going,
mm-hmm,
is very much an attack.
Yes.
In the supernatural realm.
Mm-hmm.
We are only able to do so much.
Of our,
right?
Yes. On our,
and there are battles that we cannot fight alone. In fact, I would say we are not designed to fight any battle alone.
Come on.
We are supposed to have our first response, our blink factor. When we get into a situation, our first go-to source is the supernatural power of God.
Yes.
But we refuse to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We look to the world for solutions.
Mm-hmm.
We look to friends for solutions. We get the self-help books for solutions.
Yes.
You're in that prayer room for 3 months.
3 months, and ultimately 7 at the end of it, 7 months straight. I never left the church.
You didn't come out.
Never came out. Only time I came out was the minister on the pulpit, and I was instructed by the Father to go right back into the prayer room.
Are you telling me that what is here is the culmination of what the Spirit of God imparted to you?
Yes, sir.
In that prayer room.
Yes, sir.
For almost a year.
Yes, sir. For over 7 months. I thought I was just going in to pray for 3 days. And so, you know, the next night he says, no, I'm not done speaking with you yet. And so I stayed there. It ended up for 7 months. And Demon, I'm telling you, I had a visitation. There were several visitations from God. But the one that gave me this revelation was one night I was weeping and crying on the altar because I'm saying to Father, I say, God, I don't know what's going on. You know, why am I really here? Show me. Reveal yourself to me. And the Spirit of the Lord took me to heaven, praise God, in a vision, like I felt that my spirit left my body. And now I'm in this place and I'm watching, and there are these angels, and they look as if they were on chariots and it was built into their bodies, and they were expecting me. And so when I got there, and they said, Matthew Nottage, and I said, yes, that's me. And they said, you've come. The Father wants to give you something. And I was like, really, what is it? And they began to tell me about this strategy that God wanted to give me, praise God, that it will bless the entire world. He said it will bring people from the place of barrenness and brokenness to the place, amen, of power. And I said, well, what is it? And they began to download into my spirit, praise God, amen, this strategy for prayer. And that's why you said earlier, can people really get a breakthrough in 12 minutes? At first, even I was I was skeptical. I said, that's impossible. But then the Spirit of the Lord reminded me, he said, remember, I've been training you and preparing you for these several months. That 7 months was a humbling experience for me. And that's why he says, humble yourself. You know, pride is, you cannot truly pray if you got pride. Hmm. You maybe could say a little recital or a little something, but I realized in that season, David, that's when I was broken. That's when I, praise God, when I got to the place where I didn't care anymore about anything. And I began to call on God. I remember one night at midnight, and I began to pound on that altar, and I said, God, what are you trying to do with me? God, why am I to this place where I feel so isolated and all alone? And he said to me, you are not alone. Demon, the Lord began to download out of this experience. Books came out. This book came out. Everything began to come. Like you said, the creative power of God begins to flow. And a lot of people may be watching today, and they're in a stuck place. They feel as if I'm stuck somewhere and I don't even know how to move. Prayer will unstuck you.
It will.
Prayer will shift you.
It will. And you got to a place of surrender.
Yes.
There you are. Oh. You got to a place where you realized, and come on, somebody, you realized that I have been trying on my own through my ways long enough.
Yes, yes.
By God's grace, the unearned, unmerited favor of God that is alive in your life has kept you, sustained you for this moment, for this point on the timeline of your life where you can surrender for God's new strategy.
Jesus.
And you know, we're at a place where we need breakthrough.
Yes.
And you're not asking us. The Spirit of God is not saying, I need you to go hold up for 10 months somewhere to receive a download.
12 minutes.
No, I've given the download.
Yes.
I need you to dedicate but 12 minutes. Listen to this. The secrets of the 12 minutes to breakthrough prayer strategy.
Yes.
How to cultivate the spirit of prayer. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
The spirit of
prayer. How to activate the supernatural realm of God through prayer.
Yes.
How to break free from demonic cycles.
Mm-hmm.
How to overcome stubborn problems in our life and family.
And God always gave strategies. You know, from Genesis to Revelation, he told the priest, he said, come before me in this manner. Can you imagine 12 minutes at 12 noon and then 12 minutes at 12 midnight? And he says, Maddie, teach the people to do this. And there's some more to the strategy in there because, of course, you know, you have to go in with worship. You have to go in before the Lord with praise and thanksgiving into the course.
Well, that's why you wrote the book.
That's why I wrote the book. And then he says, I asked him this. I said, so what is the significance of 12? Isn't 7 your perfect number? Everybody says 7, 7, that's heavenly. But the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, 7, all numbers are my numbers. But this number, 12, represents the number of governmental structure in your life.
Wow.
Order, you know.
I believe that there is something happening.
Yes.
And a season that's probably one of the most critical times in all of history. Yes. Look around you in the media. What's happening in the movies and in the school systems? What's happening in government? What's happening in community? What's happening in our own backyard? Mm-hmm. And ask yourself the question, is the enemy not on high alert and high attack? Would he do anything to keep you from getting your hands on something that could give you your breakthrough? You teach us how to do that.
Exactly. Line for line, day for day. I have everything outlined in this book, day by day, how to get your breakthrough, how to wake up in the morning, what you should do, how to even enter into your prayer room.
Wow.
So that you can get the breakthrough. And I also give you weapons. I talk about the pillars of prayer, but I give you several weapons. For an example, Damon, I talk about prayer as fire. There's some things you're praying about. You just need to send the fire of God after it. Then there's prayer as a hammer. In Jeremiah, he says, the word is like a hammer. So you have to use word incorporated in your prayer. I teach you all of that in this book. You know, he talks about prayer as a battle axe. You know, the word is like a two-edged sword. So some things you cut the enemy this way, but you need a two-edged sword to cut him the next way. And breakthrough is on the next side. And then there's prayer. I talk about it as a battling ram. Well, there's a time when you can pray alone, but there are times you have to employ the prayer of agreement where you need others praying with you. And I believe, praise God, more than ever before, people, once they get this book in their hands, and Demon, we're hearing testimonies as far as Africa. People right now in California, not one of them are praying for 12 minutes anymore. They were struggling to pray before, but because they did it as God instructed them to, they're now praying. Somebody called the other day, said they were in prayer for over 45 minutes and they could not even pray for 4 minutes before this book.
My God.
So it's a supernatural thing. You said it earlier. There's something that I'm hearing right now and the Lord wants me to speak about it. It's in the book also, and we call it fake sickness. Fake sickness, and you will know it as demonic sickness, which means that there are some things that the enemy puts on people. It's not really what they say it is. And we call it fake sickness, amen, as it's demonic. It's something that was projected into your body. And a lot of times people are taking all of this medication and prescription drugs, and they're getting worse, and they're passing out. That's how it was for me. You know, hair falling out. And the Spirit of the Lord revealed to me, he said, this is a demonic attack. This is a fake sickness. It's not real. And no. He said, if you deal with it in the natural, you will die. But if you begin to pray and deal with this demon, deal with this sickness as if it's from the gates of hell, you will have the victory. And that's when I begin to pray. The same prayers that I was using to deliver everybody else and to cast demons out of everybody else, I had to take these same prayers out of this book. Ooh. And I had to use it to deliver me out of all of that affliction.
If it can work for you.
Yes, it can work for anybody.
Anybody. Maddie, you're not trying to get something from us.
No.
You know, in this exchange, someone is sowing seed.
Yes.
To get something. You're trying to give.
Oh, gosh.
A strategic advantage.
Yes.
A key to unlock the doors to your future.
Yes.
A hammer to beat down the devil. But you know what God's looking for? He's looking for us to take action.
Yes, he is.
But if we want to see something different happen in our life, and I'm not talking about 2 years from now.
No, sir.
I would just submit to you that the book arrives and you could begin praying that night at midnight, and in 12
hours,
minutes.
12 minutes. Yeah.
Breakthrough can happen.
12 minutes.
You hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes.
In 12 minutes from the time you get started in knowing how to pray, breakthrough can happen.
Immediately.
This is such a powerful
praise
revelation.
God. It is.
That it cannot just rest here.
No.
On this table.
No.
I need you to consider that a small seed sown into fertile ground is going to allow us to get you a bundle.
Yes.
That can be just what you needed.
Jesus.
At just the right time.
Yes.
To reach breakthrough that you've been praying for.
Yes.
We're going to teach you 12 minutes to break through.
Yes.
A strategy of prayer that can make the difference in your life. Our announcer is going to tell you now how you can take action.
Yes.
In fact, get a bundle for someone else that needs to receive this information.
Yes. Praise
God. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Maddie Nottage is in passionate pursuit to ensure that you experience the supernatural power of God in every aspect of your life. Her teaching and preaching of the power available in the believer's life is sweeping America and is ready to help you. In today's very special TV offer, Damon has put together a supernatural war chest of resources that begins with Maddie's powerful best-selling book, 12 Minutes to Breakthrough. As you soak in this inspirational blueprint for spiritual warfare, you'll find the practical direction and encouragement you need to take your prayer life to the next level, to conquer the giants in your life, and discover 12 minutes to a breakthrough found in the power of prayer. Next, you'll get Introduction to Prayer, a two-part DVD that will show you how to pray, why prayer is so important, and instruct you on how to see the kind of results you are looking for. When you pray, pull down strongholds as you discover how to declare mountains to move in your finances, body, your family, and more. But that's not all. We'll also send you the power-packed teaching on DVD, Your Time for Breakthrough. In this riveting and informative up-close and personal teaching by Maddie, you will sit in on an in-depth walk through the Word as Maddie shows you what God has to say about the supernatural power available to you as you learn who you are in Christ. These powerful resources are yours today for only $50. That's the book, 12 Minutes to Breakthrough, the two-part audio CD teaching, Introduction to Prayer, and the power-packed up-close and personal teaching with Maddie on DVD entitled Your Time for Breakthrough. All of this for your generous love gift of only $50. And because Damon wants you to experience your full supernatural authority in Christ, he is also going to provide you with an actual 12 minutes of prayer delivered by Maddie Nottage, right in the one-on-one studios. Damon asked Maddie to stay after the show to pray for you, and this 12-minute prayer, Breaking the Spirit of Limitations, is his gift to you on CD. If you need healing, pop in and pray. Marriage on the rocks? Pop in and pray. Allow Maddie to pray with you and begin breaking the spirit of limitations. This entire supernatural war chest, including the live 12-minute prayer with Maddie, is yours today for your generous love gift of $50. And if you are one of the first 100 callers, Damon is also going to include for you in this package the full-length, uncut interview with Dr. Maddie Nottage. You've seen just a taste of nearly a full hour's worth of God-inspired insights and fire. Damon wants to put this gift into your hands as his way of saying thank you for partnering with him and this show to get this life-changing truth out to the world. Call now.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, God bless you, Dylan. I'm so glad that I came, and I'm so glad that you had me today.
We just thank you and bless you richly for the commitment that you made to invest your time with us today. But I just happen to believe you didn't just stumble across this program. You were divinely appointed to be here.
Yes.
Because if we walk in agreement, we pray the way that Maddie, you're giving us as a message from the throne on how to do.
Yes.
We're going to see some things change.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.